ora koutou. This is Classical Chromatics, and I am Claire Martin. This is my seventh episode of some classical music here on Planet FM, and I'm part of the Radio 13 Music Collective, which you can find out more on radio13.co.nz. Well, tonight I've got a glorious mix of contemporary. I'm focusing on music composed mainly in the last 10 years. And on my wanderings, I was looking at a couple of bits and pieces and found there was quite a few trends coming through. One was that there was a lot of minimalism effect on music, the Philip Glass, Steve Reich compositions appearing in films like The Hours or Amelie or The Piano. Another group of music I found was very influenced by choral church music. Perhaps it's because life is just too darn fast and these sounds create the space that we crave, could be. Another trend I found is that there's been a profound influence on classical music from rock and electronic beats and distortion, especially in American compositions. So we're going to have a look at bits and pieces of all of that. The other thing is, of course, a lot of classical music that people experience is at the movies, and cinema has influenced quite a lot of classical composition. In fact, it's probably what people come to expect is what they've heard in the films, more mood music, you could say. But we're going to start with an American composer, and his name's Mason Bates, and he has successfully integrated orchestral sounds with electronic. He's a composer of a Grammy-winning opera, the brackets R, Evolution of Stephen Jobs. Mason's also a DJ, brings performances of club and classical music under the moniker Mercury Soul, and creates a hybrid musical event. He's credited with moving the orchestra into the digital age and dissolving the boundaries of classical music. So we're going to hear a piece called The Broom of the System, and it's from an album called The B-Sides, named after the flip side of musical vinyls. And you can hear brief landings into all kinds of landscapes. You might hear the ticking of a clock, represented by different percussion, and at one point even a real broom. Mason Bates, Broom of the System. Thank you. Mason Bates, Broom of the System, his 2009 composition from a work called The B-Sides. That was the San Francisco Symphony, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. Another American composer next, Meredith Monk, is known for her vocal innovations, which branched from her own singing and explored new and wide vocal textures and forms with her own vocal ensemble. This is a 2013 composition, On Behalf of Nature, scored for 8 voices and an instrumental ensemble. It's a poetic meditation, you could say, on the environment, and Meredith Monk evoked the Buddhist notion of different realms, heaven and earth, which she concedes is united in human beings. We like to think so. She also likes to put in alternatives to wasteful consumerism, so she's primarily a composer who wants to create live events which has zero waste, apart from those costs of getting to the performance itself. So this is Dark Light Number 1 from On Behalf of Nature, a 2013 composition by Meredith Monk. Meredith Monk's On Behalf of Nature, a 2016 release on ECM Records. You can hear the forest noises in there. Something perhaps more conventional, but perhaps not. A vast landscape next of Latvia. Planescapes 1, Peteris Vasks, a composition of 2002. A Latvian composer, Peteris Vasks, was championed by violinist Gidon Kremer and is now one of the best-known European contemporary composers. His music has described Latvia's struggle for independence and often draws on the wide landscapes of his native country and have been tacit protests against the oppressive Soviet rule of that time. In Planescapes, Vasks weaves the wordless voices in amongst a solo violin and solo cello. I think it's a very beautiful piece. So, Vasks, Planescape 1.
Thank you.
That was the rather sublime Petrus Vask's composition Planescapes 1 on the Decca label of 2016, featuring the violin of Mari Samuelsson and the vocal group Voces 8. So many of you will know Max Richter from films, TV and Netflix, and this time in particular, this tune, topped the iTunes classical charts in 2012. It was also featured in a beautiful scene of The Crown. I don't know how many of you were lucky enough actually to catch Richter's sleep in the last festival, the 2017 Auckland International Arts Festival, in which he staged an 8-hour concert, providing beds in the audience were able to drift in and out of sleep with sounds that stimulated the sleep alpha waves. I promise you the piece is incredible. Please try it on headphones. It's very hypnotic. It can promote a deep feeling of calm or get you to sleep one evening. However, this particular work is from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, a reimagining of spring. And you may well have heard it often on different films and so on. And here it is, performed by Daniel Hope with the Concerthaus Kammerorchestra Berlin, conducted by André de Ridder. Max Richter's glorious reimagining of Vivaldi's Spring. To stay in film, next, the Icelandic cellist and composer Hildur Guðnadóttir's extraordinary score added so much to the mood of last year's very dark film Joker, featuring Joachim Phoenix in the title role. This is a piece from the film called Bathroom Dance, and it was composed in 2019 for the film. So quite a dark little visit to the film here. Do Not Adjust Your Sets. That was the distorted sound of Hildur Guðnadóttir's cello, wonderful player and composer, and incredible soundtrack. So From Darkness Into Light, Incipit Vita Nova, or in other words, A New Life Is Beginning, a composition by Gavin Bryars, a British composer. He wrote this piece to welcome the arrival of a little baby called Vita into his friends' lives. And it features countertenor David James from the Hilliard Ensemble with the Gavin Bryars string trio. So we may not have time for all of this, but I'll play a little excerpt.
Thank you.
Kevin Breyer's Incipit Vita Nova. You can hear Benedicta, Benedicta Vita towards the end, blessing on Vita. Another type of choral singing is David Lang's Just, which was originally written for the brilliant vocal trio from Oslo, the Trio Medieval, well worth checking out in terms of all their performances. The text comes from the passionate and erotic parts of the Jewish Song of Songs. I really like this quote of David Lang's. The power of voices is that they are people, that there's no instrument between them and us, that they're just telling us something. That's the closest thing to a memoir or personal statement that a musician can give. I really like that. So this is, you have a close listen, you'll hear the beautiful text from the Song of Songs, Just, sung by Trio Medieval.
Just your mouth, just your love, just your anointing oils, just your name, just your chambers, just your love. And my mother's sons, and my own vineyard, and my soul. Just your flock, just your companions, just your kids, just your cheeks, just your neck. Just your couch and my perfume and my beloved and my breasts and my beloved and my love. Just your eyes and my
and my soul and my mother.
David Lang's Just, featuring the Trio Medieval. Moving on to a more orchestral sound with this concerto for string quartet and orchestra by the well-known American composer John Adam. This work is Adam's exploration of his affinity for Beethoven, so another reimagined classic. It's comprised of more than half a dozen Beethoven fragments from Beethoven's late string quartets. I really love this work because it has a real forward momentum and a drive. And recycling 18th century musical material, I think, is done in a rather inspired way. See what you think. This is Absolute Jest Number 1, The Beginning, performed by San Francisco Symphony, conducted again by Michael Tilson Thomas. an excerpt from John Adams' Absolute Jest, the first movement performed by the San Francisco Symphony and the St. Lawrence String Quartet conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. So we may have time for two more pieces. I'll see how much I can fit in. The final piece, probably in this quick visit to contemporary classical repertoire, requires a different set of ears. It may sound quite odd to some listeners, as it uses the voice as a percussive, rhythmic and repetitive instrument, when normally the voice is a vehicle for melody and for text. But have a listen to this partita by a young composer, Caroline Shaw. It was written for a vocal group called Room Full of Teeth. What a great name for a vocal ensemble. And released in 2012 on the New Amsterdam label, the piece was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 2013, making Shaw the youngest recipient of the award at the age of just 31 years old. So this is a partita for eight singers. It's the number 3, Courant, composed by Caroline Shaw, with Brad Wells leading A Room Full of Teeth.
Oh.
an excerpt from Caroline Shaw's Partita for Eight Singers, number 3, The Courant, with A Room Full of Teeth. So I thought I'd sneak one more in, just a little bit of a revisit to an influence from rock music. This, you could say, really blurs the boundaries of what is classical music. And it is a composer called Blair Caron, or perhaps we can call him an artist. He has a foot in both classical and rock. And it's from an album called On the Nature of Things. And you'll hear, as it goes through the piece, electronics are introduced. So it really does blur the boundaries of what one expects music to be, whether you can decide whether it's rock or classical. Thank you for joining me with this little space of contemporary music. I will be back next month, Saturday the 22nd of February, with another program of classical music. I think next time I shall focus on opera. If you're interested to hear editions 1 to 6, please go to the Facebook page Classical Chromatics, and you can stream this program anytime on the Planet Audio site, which is planetaudio.org.nz/classical chromatics, if you want to stream this program. So I'll play us out with RGB, Blair Caron, On the Nature of Things. Thank you for joining me. See you next time.